So we're going to recap a little bit. What I talked about this morning is the federal government's been lying to all of you. They have a federal medical marijuana program. And this can right here is sent to a friend of mine every month with 300 joints in it. Shit weed, but
yeah,
it's free. She gets it free every month. Has been since like 1988. 82?
88 maybe, yeah.
Yeah, a long time. And they still do. They still give it to her every month. They mail it to her, and she gets it every month. And yet the DEA, I don't even know why they got jurisdiction over this, but on Wednesday, I believe, they said they're going to keep it in the Schedule 1. And Russ went over in detail what Schedule 1 means. And yet they're giving this away as medical marijuana, and they're saying under Schedule 1, according to Russ and what I know, is that it has no medicinal value, and we just know that not to be true. We're being lied to. And as long as we keep spoon feeding us and we keep eating it, that's the way it's going to be forever. I can't do that no more. I've already been to jail for patients. I'm tired of this. It's like somebody said earlier, you know, it's real understandable why people who are in the political realm of things and trying to change things, they burn out quickly. They make it very difficult, but not impossible. Not impossible. Oregon proved it. Oregon did it with citizens just like us. It wasn't like a bunch of suits sat around in the legislators and said, hey, let's make medical marijuana. These people need it. Hell no, they fought it tooth and nail, just like Butch Otter and all his cronies are fighting us. And they are fighting us, believe me. We tried to have a town hall meeting with the state police and the Idaho Office of Drug Policy and Students for Sensible Drug Policy, and it was all set up and people flew in, and guess what? They backed out. They backed out in the last minute. The state police, the Idaho Office of Drug Policy, you know why? Because Russ Belville was coming to speak. And if you guys don't know, Russ is known all over the world for his cannabis activism, and he just happens to be from Nampa. So it's awesome that Russ came, and like I told him yesterday, I expect him to be here. But people like Lori Duckworth and her... I can't remember her name, the lawyer from Seattle.
Stephanie
Kwan, and other people coming here and speaking about this, and you folks coming and listening and signing up with Idaho Medical Marijuana Association. Listen, we know you work. We know you got jobs. We know you got kids. We all do too. But you can help by either donating, or if you got a special computer skill or whatever your skill may be, printing. All those skills are needed, and we can use you. Sign up back here, Idaho Medical Marijuana Association. Thanks a bunch.